Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yumun Nunvav Amabez. We're holding five lines from the top on Nunvav Amabez. So the Gemara is in the middle of finding a Makar. Where do we know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira? So says the Gemara, this is the Makar, Elami the Tani Ayoy. The Makar is from that which Ayo taught, the Tani Ayoy. Ayo taught Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, that Ein Adam Mas Nal Shnei Devarim Ke'echot. Elam Bochachel Amizrach, Eruv Elamizrach, Lamayruv Eruv Lamayruv, Avalakanu Lukanloy. The sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that if a person hears that there's two Rabbanim coming to town, and so he's not sure which drasha he's going to want to go to tomorrow on Shabbos, so he wants to set up an Erev Tchumen to the right and to the left, to the Mizrach and to the Ma'ariv. This way, if he decides to go to the Mizrach, he'll be able to go 4,000 amas to the Mizrach, and if he decides to go to the Ma'ariv, he could go 4,000 amas to the Ma'ariv. And this way, he'll decide on Shabbos which one he wants to be his Erev retroactively. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't do that because that's Breira, and Rabbi Yehuda does not rely on Breira, so therefore you are not able to do that. However, what you can do is that if there's one Chacham coming, there's one Rav coming, and he's not sure which side of town he's coming to. Is he coming to the Mizrach or to the Ma'ariv? So he can make a Tanai, and he could say, if the Chacham comes to the Ma'ariv, my Erev is to the Ma'ariv, and if he comes to the Mizrach, my Erev is to the Mizrach. In fact, the Gemara, we asked on Rabbi Hudashito, that Maishna lekan lekan deloi, what's the reason why in the first case he says not that you can't do that? The Ein Breira, because he doesn't rely on Breira. So the Mizrach le Ma'ariv nami Ein Breira. And also in the second case that we described, that seems to also be Breira, because he's going to find out on Shabbos where the Chacham came, and then retroactively, we'll say that that's where his Erev is. So that seems to also be Breira, retroactively deciding where his Erev is. It says, the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Kishikvar Bachacham. That the case, the Sefer is talking about a case where the Chacham really already came. The person just doesn't know which side he came. So he says that if the Chacham came to the Mizrach, so then that's where my Erev is. And already right then and there, it's Chal. Or to the Ma'ariv. If he came to the Ma'ariv, my Erev's there. So right then and there, it's already Chal. It's not gonna, he's gonna find out about it later, but it's not being decided later and then retroactively saying that that's where his Malkum Shvisa is. He's just finding out later where it was, and as soon as Shabbos came in, that's where his Erev always was. So it's not retroactively being Chal, it's Chal ready right away. He's just finding out about it later. So that's why the Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda holds, does work, because that's not the case of Breira. Kapanim, you see that from the Reisha, that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the Breira, and therefore, the reason why we mentioned all this is because we wanted to say that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds, there was no special collection box, no Sheifer, in the base of Mikdash for Kinei Chayva, is because we might find out that one of the people that put money into the box died, in which case the money he put in is Pasul, and it's going to be mixed in with all the money. So we asked, why not just take out four Zuz, the cost of his carbon, throw it into the yam, get rid of it, and then everything else will be fine. We'll retroactively say that that's the money that that person gave. So we said, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira. And now we found a Makar that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira, and now everything's fine. Says the Gemara. V'hashtadah meaning Rabbi Yehuda Ein Breira, now that it comes out. The Rabbi Yehuda Shita is based off of Ein Breira. That's why he holds that there's no special Shifer in the Beis HaMikdash for Kinei Chayva. Haksiva Islay, but Be'etzem, because we had a Havamina that maybe had something to do with Ksiva, Rabbi Yehuda comes out on the Maskana, and Rabbi Yehuda does hold of Ksiva, meaning he relies on Ksiva, that we're not Cheshesh, that a person might mix up two things if it has written on it what they're for. We don't say that, no, he's not gonna pay attention and he's not gonna look. We do rely on Ksiva. That's what comes out from the whole discussion that we've said until now, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Breira, but he does rely on Ksiva. Well, in fact, the Gemara, now that we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda does rely on Ksiva, so the emphasis really is on the second half of this statement. That Haksiva Islay, that Rabbi Yehuda holds of Ksiva. So if so, frag the Gemara. Yom Kippurim Nami, so on Yom Kippur also. Why is it that Rabbi Yehuda says that there was only one Kan in the Heichal? Presumably because he was choshesh that if there would be two kanim, if there would be two stands to put the dam of the par and the dam of the sawyer, he might mix it up. Well, frak the Gemara, now that we established there are Yehuda holds of ksiva, that we rely on ksiva, so navitre, make two different stands, one for the par, one for the sawyer, one for the dam of the par, one for the dam of the sawyer, v'nichtoi v'layu, and write on them what they're for, that this is for the dam of the par, and this is for the dam of the sawyer. And don't tell me that, no, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't rely on ksiva, because we already proved from the different Sheifarais that there were in the Beis HaMikdash, that Rabbi Yehuda does rely on Ksiva. So says the Gemara, Mishum Chul Shadikayin Gadol Avedaitei, that Enoch Hanami, Rabbi Yehuda normally does rely on Ksiva, but there's a special Svar on Yom Kippur because the Kayin Gadol is very weak, that on Yom Kippur specifically, he doesn't rely on Ksiva because he's fasting, he's weak, he's doing a lot of work, so therefore he's so busy and he might not pay attention to what's written on the two stands, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds Dafka not to have two stands. Dilaitei Mahachi, and says Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't, yeah, there's a riot to this, then it must be that there's this Svar of Chul Shadikayin Gadol that he doesn't pay attention. Why? Because if not, then Belay Ksiva Nami. Forget about the Shmuz of Ksiva. Hai Nafish Vayizuter. What's the Chashash that you might mix up the Dam if there's two stands? One has a lot of Dam in it, and one has a little bit of Dam in it, because a Par is a much bigger animal. There's much more Dam in a Par than there is in the Sawyer. So anyways, he shouldn't mix them up. He should be able to tell pretty easily which one is the dam of the par, which one's the dam of the sawyer? V'chi temolei mekabalei kulei, and if you'll say that no, because even the dam of the par, even though that there's more dam, but maybe he doesn't catch all of it, maybe he only catches a certain amount, and it ends up being that it's the same as the dam of the sawyer, that can't be, because V'amar Rav Yehuda already taught us that Hashaychit Sarshi Kabbalah is called dam of the par, that when you do Kabbalah's the dam, you have to catch all the dam of the par. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that's called dam of par yishmichal yisaynam izbech. So being that you have to catch all the dam, so anyways, the Kohen Gadol should be able to easily tell which one's which. Elamai, you see that because he's so weak, he's so tired, and he's doing so much work, and he's fasting, so therefore, he might mix it up, he might not pay attention. Says the Gemara, V'chitim adama mishtapich minei, and if you'll say, no, there's no raya. Maybe really he catches all the dam. But still, inside the bowl, there's the same amount of dam as the sawyer, because then he spills out some of the dam. Still, says the Gemara, there should be another simon to be able to tell which one's which. Because haichivar v'haisumak, the dam of the sawyer is much more pale. The dam of the par is a much more strong red. And therefore, he should be able to easily tell which one's which. Ela, what do you see? What do you have to say? Mishumachol shedekayin gadol avadaitei, that because he's so weak, so therefore he doesn't realize, he doesn't pay attention. Hachanami here also, that it doesn't help to have two kanim and to write on them which one's which, because mishum chulsha dekayin gadol avedaitei, because even though we normally do rely on ksiva, there's a special svar in Yom Kippur where the kayin gadol is so weak that he might not realize. Says the Gemara Vayter, who the Nachas came to Rava. There was a certain chazan that came in front of Rava. I mean, he was leading the tefillah. He was davening Musaf on Yom Kippur, and he was saying over the Seder Avayda. And Amar, when he was saying over the Avayda, he said that Yatzav Hanichal Kancheni Shabeichal. He said like the Rabbanan that the Kohen Gadol came out and he put it on the second Kan. So in that sense, he said like the Rabbanan. But then he said, Noto dama par, v'niach dama sawyer. He said that first he took the dam of the par off its stand, and then he put down the dam of the sawyer, which is only the order of the Fira Behuda. According to the Chachamim, that there's two stands, so first the Kohen Gadol puts down the dam of the sawyer, and then he picks up the dam of the par. So this is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what Rava told him. Amar Le, Rava said to the Chazan, Chodok Rabbanan v'chodok Rabbi Yehuda. On one hand, you're telling me like the Rabbanan, and then you're telling me another statement like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a stir b'nei uvei. Eima haniach dama sawyer v'natol dama par. Make everything like the Rabbanon and say that first he puts down the dam of the sawyer and then he picks up the dam of the par.